Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything.
On the big show today, a car toilet, the oldest chicken, and a Pat song. It's coming up in just a minute.
Hey, I'm Chris Van Vliet. Go behind the scenes and beyond the headlines with the biggest names in pro wrestling and beyond.
You could pop up in WWE tomorrow. Would Saraya be there or would Paige be there?
Paige, 100%.
So when you're setting up Logan Paul to frog splash you through the announce table, it's going through your mind.
This should make every headline in the world.
It makes sense, right? In Jelly Roll.
We knew we had that kind of a moment.
Mindset, motivation, and what it takes to succeed. Insight with Chris Van Vliet. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Underneath the sun, hey!
underneath the sun.
Bob and Tom Show is still trying to wake up. In the meantime, more Bob and Tom Extra.
I believe it's time to head over to the Christy Lee News Desk. Is that correct?
I'm ready to news.
Okay, what have you got over there?
A Chinese automaker has been granted a patent for a voice-controlled car toilet.
Car toilet?
Oh, wait a minute. There's two things going on here.
Wait a minute.
You got your voice control. That's scary.
Yes.
And then you've got the fact that it's in an automobile. Tell me more.
What if your road rage manifests as...
a bowel movement?
Or no, yelling that word. I'm guessing there's some there's some things, a word to get things going.
How does it work?
According to the BBC, Tom, the patent filings show plans for an onboard toilet that slides out from the bottom of a passenger seat. When not in use, the toilet is concealed beneath the seat, making full use of the space inside a car without requiring more room.
After use, I guess they probably recommend don't slam on the brakes.
Engineers write that the feature is meant to satisfy users' toilet needs on long journeys while camping or while staying in the car.
This is silly.
It's designed to include a fan and an exhaust pipe to channel odors out of the car, and waste is collected in a tank that has to be emptied manually.
A tank?
No, thanks.
It features a rotating heating element that evaporates urine and dries other waste.
Dropping on the road, ooh, right?
Oh, that's...
Yeah, I don't...
When you get to one of the lesser states, just drop it on the road.
Dave Matthews style?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Is there a need for this? I mean...
No. No, there's not.
There's a Gatorade bottle for number one. I mean, you do that, right, Josh?
Yeah, because it has the wider mouth.
Yeah. You ever get in a situation, Pat? You've been on the road a lot.
Yeah.
You don't have a wide mouth bottle and you have to...
I usually go with like a Starbucks cup. I've done it with a Starbucks cup.
Then what do you do with it?
Then what do you do?
Well, you wait till you get
to...
Leave
it in the cup holder?
No, you leave it in the cup holder with the little
right, yeah. Right.
And then do you remember? Wait a minute.
But that doesn't happen often. It's like an emergency.
Boy, this cheese
that isn't a chai
like...
latte.
There's extra foam, though.
I mean, are you actually operating the vehicle while you're peeing?
You got to be really careful. Yes, I am.
Why do you just pull over for 10?
Well, sometimes you got to get there.
You got to make time,
as a comedian,
Tom.
You got to
make good
there.
Time.
I mean, out of every road trip, though, Pat, wouldn't you say that's 1 in 25?
I would say 1 in 10, maybe.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you're way more.
You know, Pat wakes up with a horn. He's got to get on the road.
You got to start driving.
You got to start driving.
Hangover,
man.
Lipstick all over your pecker.
What not?
Now, Pat, it's anything to get off this. First of all, this is a stupid idea.
I agree. It's silly. But no wonder he got the patent. No one else was going for this at all.
No.
Yeah. You've seen the one that goes on the... it's just a toilet seat that hooks up to a trailer hitch.
I mean, that makes more sense.
The bumper dumper does make
now,
sense.
Now, you want to stop.
Yeah.
Right.
Wait a second. You suppose that... I mean, with all the lawyers we have, do you suppose it says on the bumper... this thing, it's a toilet seat that just hooks into a trailer hitch, whatever it is. Do you suppose they have to write on there for legal purposes, vehicle should not be moving?
I would not be shocked.
Brakes must be applied.
Yeah. Right.
Only use on a flat surface.
Yeah.
Do not.
Car cannot be in motion.
Can you imagine some poor idiot dies when the truck backs up on him while he's pooping with a truck? You know it's happened.
And you know they've used it while it's been moving, too.
Maybe even as a joke.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, your buddy's going, and his buddy starts up and takes off. Yeah, that's happened
for
sure.
Tailgating and some, yeah.
And there's probably some joker that has a seatbelt on it. Well, I didn't want to get in trouble. But, Pat, we had a request.
Oh.
You had the oldest... had the oldest living rabbit in captivity, apparently 15-year-old rabbit.
Mm-hmm. Lion
we have a request
rabbit.
For your tribute.
Oh, not mine. It's my friend. I'm going to have to go ahead.
Okay.
I think I know what you...
We had the world's oldest chicken.
Great.
Were you here for this, Josh?
Yes. Yeah.
This chicken, and it was some obscure variety. I forget what it was called.
Yeah, it was...
It was pretty. It was almost a brindle looking thing,
like a speckly looking thing. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was a world record.
Was.
Yeah. Gretchen, yeah. Was her name Gretchen?
Gertie.
Yeah, there you go. Gertie, there you go. Dumb. Okay. Oh, here it is. It's a golden sea bright chicken named Gertie, as you mentioned. 15 years, 100 days at the time it got the record. Still alive.
Book.
And
we should probably check this morning.
it's owned by a guy named Frank Turek.
Oh, yeah. The bird might have died.
I'm right here.
Oh, hey, Gertie.
Talking behind my back.
15 years old. Well, Gertie, you going to sing for us?
I'm going to sing for everybody. Here we go. Oh, my wing hurt. I got to pick up the guitar. Uh-huh. Here we go. I'm the oldest living chicken on earth. I had to find the note there.
Yeah.
15 years ago, my mother, God rest her soul, gave birth. I'm blind and can barely walk, but I can still bark, bark, bark. I'm the world's oldest chicken. I've laid lots of eggs and many roosters, too. They don't call me Flirty Gertie, the dirty old birdie, for nothing.
Oh, baby, Flirty Birdie, Dirty Birdie.
That was hard to say. They crowed for my attention. I said, any cockle-doodle-doo. I'm the queen of the pen. Still a badass mother flocking hen. I'm the world's oldest chicken. All my offspring died. Battered up, grilled, and fried.
Oh.
They wanted my wings, but I said no. I ain't shuffling off to Buffalo. I'm the world's oldest living chicken. Rocking on the porch with the guitar just a picking. I'm deaf and can barely squawk, but I can still bark, bark, bark. I'm the world's oldest chicken.
Ah, Gertie.
Hi, Gertie.
Got to take a nap now.
Very good.
Go amazing. Take a nap, Gertie.
Hope you have a nice long life, Gertie.
Simply amazing. Yeah.
She's already had a long life.
Gertie's still with us.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We
good.
Okay. I mean, we can check.
No, that's all right. We'd be really depressed if she was.
Let's bathe in our ignorance, shall we?
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a picture of her snuggling up with her Great Dane named Maisie.
Oh.
That's sweet.
They're pals.
Yeah.
Until he realizes, hey, this is a pretty good chicken.
This smells like those milk bones I had last week. Christy Lee is at the Bob and Tom News Desk. What else is happening?
A Titanic exhibit at Chicago's Volo Museum flooded on the anniversary of the famous ship sinking.
Whoops.
According to WLS, the thunderstorms in the area brought heavy rain April 14th, causing the exhibit to flood 114 years to the day of the Titanic sinking.
Did you see the article? What do you call it? The curator of the museum? He went down with the exhibit.
Yeah, that's what you do.
He went down on the...
It's honorable.
One of the interns.
That's what you do. Yeah.
The museum said staff took action to protect the displays and artifacts.
It's the honorable thing to do.
Which included fashion pieces and art from the era, along with over $6 million worth of vehicles owned by Titanic passengers. Now, wait a minute.
There were cars on that.
No,
thing,
but I mean,
there?
I think these are, they didn't get any of the cars off the Titanic.
The
Can you imagine that? Hey, for all of you folks in third class, you can't get on the lifeboat because we're putting this Model T on there.
Sorry.
No,
we at least sit in the Model T?
Assuming these are people who survived the Titanic.
That's a bizarre exhibit.
Eventually, I'm sure they're all fake. This sounds like they.
I don't think it's fake.
My grandma was on the Titanic, really, and she owned this Tesla. Oh, really?
Oh, is that right?
Sure.
Well, in London, a life jacket worn by a passenger on the Titanic sold for more than $900,000.
What?
The flotation device was worn by Laura Mabel Francatelli, a first-class passenger, and is signed by her and other survivors.
Italian broad, huh?
A seat cushion from one of the lifeboats sold for. I didn't do the math on this one. 390,000 pounds.
Boy, those are
record-breaking prices, though, for the Titanic stuff.
Huh.
That's amazing. $900,000. That would be creepy to have in your house, I would think.
Yeah.
It's a haunting.
Yeah,
you're asking
it is.
For a haunting.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. So these cars are just former.
I don't know. You wrote the story. I'd like to look.
No.
Oh, they weren't copies, replicas of some of the cars that were actually on the ship.
I don't know.
Huh.
Oh. I think this looks like a car show. They have the Batmobile, and I don't know. But
they have a Batmobile was on the Titanic.
Oh,
I didn't know that.
Yes.
I did not know that.
Holy iceberg, Batman.
These may be two different stuff. Just move on. I'm sorry.
A number of Finnish Air Force cadet pilots are in hot water after they were caught forming crude penis shapes in the sky during training flights.
Well, boys, we're Finnish.
Flight patterns visible on the flight radar tracking service show at least four of several aircraft went on routes that resembled the shape of a penis.
This is a thing.
Yeah, the Finnish Air Force said the cadets responsible for the phallic flight paths would be subject to disciplinary consequences.
it shows that they know what they're doing.
Yeah?
They know how to fly in a pattern. That's interesting. You don't think it's okay?
I don't think they should be fired.
They're not skywriting.
Right, no, that, I know, yeah.
It's you have to be...
Who was offended in the Finnish Air Force by this?
Yeah. And if they were, so what?
Yeah. Plus, the Finnish Air Force has to be like six guys.
Tops.
Can't be big, right? Yeah.
And they're not very good flyers. Yeah. They're just sitting around in saunas waiting to go up, right?
All
right.
Healthy.
Yeah.
I say, look, these guys are brave.
Well, of course.
If you want to draw dicks in the sky and you're going to be going out there and shooting at the enemy and dropping good. You do whatever you want there, buddy. We'll call it top schlong.
We're
looking at the radar.
Really look for him, I guess.
Well, the one is
the one on the left, quite clearly.
Sure,
is.
But and the one in the middle, obviously.
The one on the left almost looks more like a snake with like eyes.
Exactly.
On the,
yeah.
Oh, I see. Oh, wait a minute. The one in the middle
is certainly.
Yeah, if you look in the, that's a.
But even that's very rudimentary.
Looks like a pretty tight turn.
It does. Yeah.
That's some good flying.
And those balls are hot. I mean, I'm not gay. I mean,
no. Oh, hey.
Man.
Anybody ever been to Finland?
I have not. It's on my list. No. I'd like to go there.
Yeah?
Is that the sauna capital?
Yeah, yeah. It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I had an in-law that was Finnish. One of the marriages. Which one it was. Yeah. A very sour person. Very sour. Sour, dour, the whole thing.
And Christy, they say most men.
But how about the in-law?
Flowers, boom, and that's on. Oh, sorry.
Men tend to finish too early.
Oh, in Finland.
Oh,
the Finnish men.
Got to get to the sauna.
A California man has been charged with grand theft in connection with a Lego theft scheme. The Irvine Police Department report the suspect purchased Lego sets from Target stores, removed pieces from inside, replaced them with small bags of dried pasta before returning the toys.
That's great.
Very odd.
Target reported.
I mean, you open it up, you could build a model of an Olive Garden.
Yes.
At least 70 thefts nationwide tied to the same suspect, amounting to about $34,000 in losses. A 28-year-old man was identified as the alleged thief and taken into custody.
Hmm.
Man.
I mean, it makes sense. You take the box back and they would shake it. Oh, it sounds like it's got...
Sure, and it's got dried...
But he must have obviously gone back and tried it again and again because he finally got caught.
He got
70
greedy.
70 sets. Yeah.
I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
Ask away.
Is there a restaurant called Pasta La Vista?
No. I hope
or,
so.
Or Pasta La Vista, baby.
I hope so.
Don't you think?
There would have to be.
I hope
Does
not.
Arnold Schwarzenegger own one called
Man, I
Pasta La Vista, baby?
I think he learned his lesson with Planet Hollywood.
Yeah.
Oh, I've got a feeling he cashed out early.
Yeah, you're right. He did lose
Arnold,
a dime.
Arnold, I understand, is quite wealthy.
Mm, oh, sure.
I think he did just fine.
Pasta La Vista. Let's see here.
We have another Lego story. A blind man is working to make Lego more accessible for others who are visually impaired. When he was a child, Mr. Matthew Schifrin had to rely on friends and family to help him build his Lego sets. It wasn't until he was 13 he was able to build one on his own after a family friend gave him a binder filled with accessible instructions written in Braille.
That's cool.
Now that he's 28, Mr. Schifrin works with a team of 30 sighted writers and blind testers to create accessible Lego instructions that are free to download. So far, the nonprofit has created instructions for more than 540 Lego sets, ranging from a 100-piece car to a 4,000-piece bridge, with 3,000 builders having used the instructions so far.
So this is for the random Legos you just have. You can look at these?
No. This is
sets.
They're actual sets?
Yes.
If you buy the spaceship, it'll tell you...
In Braille,
yeah. What... That's got to be tricky.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Because, I mean, as a sighted person, I've struggled with many of the Legos, particularly the ones that the shades of color are a little too close.
Right.
Is that violet or purple?
Mm. And we don't say sighted person anymore, Tom. We say non-blindy.
Non-blindy? Right.
Or, yeah. Or non-blindish.
An unhoused non-blindy. Wait a minute. This is getting very confusing.
Tom, you'll be happy to know there's a Pasta La Vista baby food truck.
Oh. Ah,
yeah, good. Out there. And there's a schedule online and everything.
Oh, cool. Okay. I'm a big fan. Pasta, I mean. That sounds very mm-hmm. good.
Yeah, I don't know. Take it away, pasta, really not. That popular, maybe?
Takeaway pasta?
Takeaway tacos, I see that. But
I've never seen a pasta truck.
Yeah, give me a cone of spaghetti, I guess. I don't know. How would you eat that?
Would it be sort of a breadstick cone?
Oh, you know, you're talking.
They have an Italian ice cream cone where they hollow out Italian bread and dump a big meatball in it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Spaghetti on the top. Oh, I know.
Sounds great.
Sounds amazing. Sound great. The meatball as big as your head.
Well, that's a great Lego story, though.
That is great.
That's really
the top of every Lego is sort of Braille, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. But hey, it's all the same bumps.
What do you think? Six dots on the top of a Lego? Maybe?
What if it was something insulting?
Letters.
It's Morse code for...
Lego just told me to screw off.
Yeah. F me, F you.
Yeah. I bet there's some really cool, great, dirty Braille jokes.
Probably.
Like insider... stuff for those that don't have sight.
What about the Braille that occurs around areolas? You know that you know what I'm talking about.
You're
bumpier.
I certainly don't want
to. Sometimes you get chilly and little bumps.
Right, but
come
do you
out.
Think a blind guy has ever went, "Hey,"
and he concluded,
"You don't know this, but you just
the second time you've mentioned those bumps around
you just quoted Oscar Wilde
nipple."
Ironic, yeah, really.
And he might have gone in the gutter,
but have gone with something a little more hetero.
You like those?
You think someone's ever had a? Hang on a second. This may be a thing. Could you do a Braille tattoo by inserting some kind of medical grade plastic spheres under the skin?
Probably, or even something BB like.
Probably.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
That'd be kind of cool, don't you think?
You could probably do that to your wiener, and it would be like wearing a ribbed condom.
Oh my God.
You know, we are doing so well here, chick. I don't know what happened. Can you explain this to me?
I think you add a few ridges and bumps on
that's been done.
Yeah,
it has. Out there.
Your vote to hire him is why he's here.
I can't. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'd get Stegosaurus blades.
A ridge? Stegosaurus ridge?
And I'm not against the nipular bumps, chick.
You're not?
I know.
I'm also a big fan of the blue veins.
Yeah, you've said that.
I like those. I saw them open for at Coachella last year.
And I've always heard them.
They opened for...
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
The Hammer Alley Podcast, an 80s flashback mockumentary.
Back in the 80s, there were 1,000 bands trying to make it in the world of rock, but there was one band that had it all, Hammer Alley.
Whatever happened to Hammer Alley?
How did they go from top of the rock?
I'm looking for a music video. They're a band from 1987, Hammer Alley. Ever heard of them?
To rock bottom.
Dude, I was born in 1987.
I can't believe he's doing this.
Hammer Alley.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.